Week 3, Video 7, In Sickness and in Health. Yet the truth is that virtually everyone has something along those lines in their wedding vows. You know, we promise to love each other in sickness and in health for as long as life shall last. And honestly, most people get married expecting to always be in perfect health and to have the bodies that they had when they first get married. And the truth is that health is one of those things that changes over the course of a marriage. And, you know, let you in on a little secret, you and I and everyone else watching this video, we're all getting older. So our bodies are going to start to change with age. And you know, one of the biggest gifts that you can give to your spouse is making sure that your body and your health are in the best shape that they can be. And I know that life circumstances sometimes, you know, work against you, but you actually have the ability to go out and do something about your body and do something about your health. And as we're going through this, one of the reasons why we bring this up is because, as we've said in so many of the Rescue My Marriage Today videos, your spouse doesn't have ESP. If you have concerns about your health, if you have concerns about, you know, aging or any of that, you need to share it with your spouse. And we're gonna make it easy because there are, like, on all of the worksheets, there are spots for you to answer that. And then, you know, really open up the dialogue between you and your husband or wife on what's going on with you physically, right? Because here's the thing, our physical health and aging impact our sexual intimacy. You know, Tony and I will be the first people to tell you that we are no longer living in the 20-year-old bodies that, you know, met and married. We're in our 40s now, and we've seen a lot of changes happen over the last 20 years with everything from having kids to injuries to, you know, just different health circumstances that we've had in those 20 years together. And they've impacted our sexual intimacy at different times, just like your circumstances have impacted you. So let's take a look at these questions. The first one, I consider myself to be in excellent, good, fair, or poor health. How do you see yourself? The reason we ask this is because when you and your spouse compare notes or have conversation, have a discussion around this, you may find that your spouse actually sees your health differently than you do. And that opens the conversation on why that is the way it is. Question two, I've noticed the following changes in my health. Have you started noticing some aches and pains somewhere? Have you been feeling different in terms of your energy level? Have things just seemed off? You know, what is that that you've been starting to experience? And maybe you've shared it with your spouse, maybe you haven't. Either way, put it on here so that the two of you make sure that you know what's going on with one another. Number three, I'm worried about aging because. What concerns you? You know, do you worry about, you know, maybe dementia runs in your family, it runs in mine. So it's one of those things where I look at that and I go, okay, you know, that is a concern for me as far as aging. Maybe, you know, heart disease runs in your family. And so that's a concern. Maybe you've seen these conditions passed down from generation to generation and, you know, they hit everybody at a certain age. And so that's a concern for you. Write it down. Right? Do you worry about not being able to do the things that you could do? All of these concerns that we keep up here in our heads, they come out in how you and I connect with our spouses, not just emotionally, but also physically. You know, sometimes when an individual is worried about the changes that are going on in their body, they'll actually withdraw from their spouse. And so part of what we're doing here and asking you to go through these questions and asking you to dig through this is to open up your vulnerabilities so that the two of you can actually become closer in this particular season. You know, questions like, if I needed long-term care, I would want. You know, what does that look like for you? I know it seems kind of weird to talk about long-term care in a section where we're talking about physical and sexual intimacy, but the truth is that thinking about that impacts how the two of you connect. It impacts your touch. You know, if I was chronically ill, I would want to do the following. Now, putting your bucket list, even a small one here, the reason why is that that's going to be stuff that the two of you would do together. And it's so important to think about it now because it allows that intimacy to continue to grow. It allows you to be able to touch and hold each other as you're sharing these things and really to foster not just an emotional connection, but a physical connection as well. Questions 6 and 7, I put these in here because the physical intimacy, the reality is that these physical bodies we are in we're going to die at some point in time. It's not a shocker to anyone watching this video. And some of you are thinking, okay, Lisa, again, how does this have to do with my physical intimacy? Those fears that you have, and I will tell you, one of mine, before Tony and I ever got pregnant and had kids, I actually had a very real fear that I would die young and that I would leave my kids motherless. I didn't even have kids at the time. Tony and I, we'd only been married a couple years. We didn't have kids. And I would actually withdraw from sexual intimacy with Tony because I was fearful of dying young and leaving my kids motherless. That's how your fears play into your sexual and physical intimacy. You've got to address your fears head on. I mean, obviously we still went, we've had babies, I'm raising my kids. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I had to address my fears and I had to share my fears with Tony so that we could work through them together so that we could have that sexual intimacy in order to be able to make those babies that I was so fearful of leaving. As you go on to pages 3 and 4, these are going to be, you know, men and women specific questions, because obviously health and aging, there are some very specific things that happen for men and that happen for women. Question number one for men: when was the last time that you had a physical and talked to your doctor about any health concerns? Men and women, you have to go see the doctor on a regular basis. It's just good to get a checkup. I don't care what type of doctor you see. I just would like to encourage you to regularly have someone. It's kind of like how you do checkups for your marriage. You want to do the same thing for your health. It's all related. Question number two, have you had your testosterone levels tested? The reason we bring up testosterone is that Tony and I have done quite a bit of research and literature reading and things like that. Testosterone for both men and women, specifically for men, can impact everything from your ability to handle stress to your ability to your libido, your sexual capacity. And so it's important to know where your testosterone levels are, to know if they're within the normal ranges. I mean, we actually see very low levels in a lot of first responders just because they're constantly pushing their bodies, high stress situations where adrenaline is a very big factor. So that's gonna be something you're gonna wanna consider. Question number three, what changes have you noticed in your sexual appetite? You know, your sexual appetite changes. Like I said, Tony and I have been married almost 20 years, so the appetite when he was, 23 is much different than the appetite as he heads into 43. And just, what he's interested in and how often he wants to have sex and vice versa, the same for me. And question number four, men, what changes have you noticed in your sexual performance? This can be things like erectile dysfunction or impotence. And the reason that we bring this up as we're talking about sexual intimacy is that, if these are concerns of yours, if this is something that you've been dealing with, this is going to impact how the two of you connect. It's going to impact your sexual intimacy. So if you're noticing that this is happening, it needs to be addressed by a medical professional. You need to be open about this with your wife so that it isn't something that brings shame or that brings discouragement, but rather becomes, that opportunity for the two of you to get on the same team and to come together and become stronger together than you are apart. Women, when was the last time that you had a physical and talked to your doctor about any health concerns? Just like the men, you need to go see a doctor regularly. The second question again deals with hormone levels. Women, there are a few more hormones that they tend to look at in women. And so just kind of getting a baseline, making sure that you're functioning the way that you should be. Again, this can relate to fatigue. It can relate to your ability to handle stress. It can impact your libido. If your hormones aren't working properly, then there could be a biological or medical reason why your libido isn't where you or your husband think it should be. Number three, what physical or emotional changes do you notice over the course of your cycle each month? One of the books that we're going to put in the reference section for this is a book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility. I actually read this not when I was trying to make babies, but when I was trying to understand hormonal changes that were going on in my body. And it was so enlightening to learn about, the different emotions, sexual appetite, my period, self-lubrication, all of this kind of stuff that happens over the course of the month. Definitely check out that book and then just list these. Your husband needs to know what happens during your cycle. It shouldn't be a secret to him. Question number four, have you had a mammogram or thermographic reading of your breasts? Ladies, breast health matters. So whether you do thermography, mammography, your monthly self breast check, take care of your breasts. right? Breast cancer is impacting a lot of us women. There is a genetic component for it. It's another one of those, you know, fear of aging things. So get yourself checked so that you are, again, your health is the gift you give to your spouse. Questions 5 and 6, just like for the guys, what changes have you noticed in your sexual appetite and changes in your sexual performance? You know, how is that changing for you? You know, the self-lubricating, the mucus that we women have, how is that changing over time? I mean, I've had seasons where I've been incredibly dry and seasons where that's not the case. And that, you know, impacts sexual performance. Sexual appetite changes with, you know, young children and babies and sleep deprivation versus, you know, when they're older and you've got other concerns or where you are in your cycle. Those all impact sexual appetite and sexual performance. Question 7, if you have not started menopause, do you know what age your mother did? This is important because for a lot of women, they start menopause at a similar time frame as their mothers. And if you have started menopause, how are you keeping the conversation open with your husband about the changes you're experiencing? Just like with men, ladies, our bodies go through changes as we age, and it's important to be transparent with your husband about what's going on with you. Don't keep it a secret. Don't, you know, hope he doesn't notice. If your body's changing and your mood, you've got mood swings and things like that, trust me, your husband is noticing. So instead of making him guess, why don't you get on the front lines of this and actually tell him what's going on with you so that you both know what's going on and he doesn't have to guess and you don't have to hope he notices or not notice. You know, besides giving health and your well-being to your spouse as a gift, giving your spouse the gift of knowledge is a tremendous way to foster both the emotional and the sexual intimacy in your marriage. So I'll see you on the next video.